Let's relax and breathe in and hold it. Let it out slowly. Again. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Now. I want you to imagine, it's 12 months from today. You wake up. You look in the mirror. And you realize, you are living the exact same life, leading in the exact same way, facing the exact same problems you face today, same team tensions, same missed opportunities, same personal habits you've been meaning to change, but haven't. This is your default future. It's not a prediction. It's a trajectory. It's the automatic path you're already on, built from your current habits, the language you use, the assumptions you carry, the fears you avoid. And unless something changes, it's exactly where you're headed. I often ask my coaching clients, can I be a better dad tomorrow than I was today? Everyone nods their head. Of course. But here's the truth. If I want that to be real, I have to make changes today. Changes to my words when I wake up. Changes to how I listen. Changes to what I choose to notice. And what I choose to let slide. Leadership is no different. If you want a different future for your leadership, your team, your life, you must disrupt your default future. You must rewrite it. The three laws of performance teach us this. How you perform is directly tied to how situations occur to you. How situations occur to you is shaped by the language you use. Future-based language, generative language, can rewrite your reality. So here's the wake-up call. If you keep describing your challenges the same way you have been, if you keep telling the same stories about why things are the way they are, if you keep using the same language in your head and with your people, you will keep living into the same future. The cost of your default future is not just missed goals or underperforming teams. It's the erosion of trust. It's the loss of credibility. It's the regret of looking back and realizing you could have been so much more. So breathe. Picture the future you actually want, the leader you want to be known as, the relationships you want to restore, the team culture you want to create, the legacy you want to leave. Now, what declaration could you make today that would start pulling that future toward you? What one micro shift could you commit to that would begin breaking the gravitational pull of your default future? This is your crossroads. You don't get someday, you get now. The choice is yours.